Psalm 8. To the chief musician upon Gittith. A psalm of David. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. No matter where we go on this earth, the Lord's name is indeed the greatest and most excellent of all names in the earth. His glory is above the heavens. He is the Most High God. And yet, he humbles himself to dwell with the humble. The Lord of heaven and earth has hid himself and his secrets from those who are wise and prudent in their own eyes. And he has revealed himself unto babes. He has chosen the foolish, the base, the despised, and the weak because of his enemies, those who think themselves to be something, to prove to them that all honor and glory belongs to him. No flesh will glory in his presence. When we look at the Lord's handiwork in creation, when we look up at the heavens and consider the host thereof, our hearts should cry out like David and say, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?" Man is lower than the angels, and yet we were crowned with glory and honor. The Lord made us to have dominion over the works of his hands, and has put all things under man's feet, all creatures of the earth and sea, and the fowls of the air. And yet, all we like sheep have gone astray. Every one of us has turned to his own way. Our glory has been defiled, our crown cast off and trampled underfoot by our adversaries of sin, Satan, and self-deception. Lord, what is man? Where is the man to stand in the gap? Who is the son of man that might make up the hedge? And then as we look to our Lord for help and deliverance, as we look to the heavens for answers, it's finally in a book that our eyes are opened. And finally, just like the writer of Hebrews, we can say, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham." And in 1 Corinthians, it says, "For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The man, Christ Jesus, the Son of Man, whereby God visited us. The name that is above all names. The one who was given glory and honor, but made himself lower than the angels, so that he could taste death for every one of us, so that he could deliver every one of us from our enemies. Yes, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the Son of Man that thou visitest him? O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Our Lord from heaven became man on earth, and his name is excellent in all the earth. Psalm 8.